You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's beauty pageants are changing. The lineup of contestants in some of the big competitions is now more reflective of Australia's diversity. Australia recently crowned its first Indian-born Miss Universe Australia, Priya Sereo, a government policy advisor from Victoria.
I think there should be more people of colour in media, business, politics, you name it. You know, I think I recently read that 1 in 4 people are born overseas. 1 in 4 is a huge number. And you don't see that online. You don't see that on media, in politics, absolutely not in politics or business. And I'd love for that to change.
In some of Australia's ethnic communities, local beauty pageants feed into much bigger international competitions. One of the most prominent, Miss Lebanon Immigrant Australia, is part of a global competition that sees women from the Lebanese diaspora come together to compete in an annual event. Country winners then compete in the annual Miss Lebanon Immigrant competition. Moni Gabriel is the event's head of beauty and management. She says the appeal of pageants in Lebanon and in the Lebanese Australian community reflects the value placed on women's appearance.
The Lebanese ladies are known to be very glamorous, you know. So they're always following the trends. They always love to do the hair and makeup and looking after themselves. So when a pageant like that happens, they love to be part of it and, you know, encourage the girls.
But Miss Gabrielle says the competition goes far beyond appearance and there are high expectations placed on the contestants. She says many are highly educated, do charity work and also attend Arabic lessons to improve their chances of winning. Daniela Rahme was the 2009 Australian winner and took out the Miss Lebanon Immigrant title in 2010, launching a career as an actor and television host in Lebanon. Miss Gabrielle says the event can be a stepping stone to other opportunities.
So she got in Dancing with the Stars, Middle East, and she won. She got into acting and she acted amongst and big names, and her shows became on Netflix as well. They are showing on Netflix. And she also became the ambassador for L'Oréal Paris.
Australia's Assyrian community also runs a beauty pageant. The community is one that's been affected by conflict in the Middle East, and the majority of Assyrian Australians have immigrated from Iraq, Iran, Syria and Jordan. Basim Rusho is the organiser of the Miss Assyria Australia competition. He says the competition is one way the community embraces the freedom it has in Australia.
At the same time, we want to give our young men and women confidence to feel that they can participate in these activities, to demonstrate they are on the same level as Australian young men and women and other nationalities, so that they feel empowered and confident after having gained a new life now, that they have reached Australia, this land of opportunities and freedom, to do things which they may not have been able to do back home.
Hannah McCann is a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of Melbourne. She says one of the key moments in the so-called second wave of feminism was a protest held in the United States in 1968 at the Miss America pageant. Women's liberationists criticised the focus on women's looks inherent in beauty pageants in a protest that at the time received worldwide attention. Ms McCann says more than 50 years on, changing definitions of feminism have also spawned different reactions to pageants, even among people who call themselves feminists.
Not all feminists would agree that we should protest pageants, and that makes it kind of difficult. So there might be some people that protest pageants, but then there might be other people that kind of write in defense of pageants or in defense of, you know, women kind of having enough agency to make decisions about partaking in them. And it's a bit more convoluted than that original kind of moment.
Helen Basham is a sociologist and final year PhD candidate at the Western Sydney University, with her research looking at beauty politics and gender, particularly with young women. She says beauty pageants can offer opportunities for women to move forward professionally and socially that might not be otherwise available.
There are so few of those opportunities, I believe, offered to women. A lot of them are probably doing it to advance their professional network. And I guess broadly it's a reflection that, you know, maybe socially it's time we think about the opportunities that we actually give or that are on offer for women, and if there are enough out there for them.
Andrea Jackers-Smith was the first Filipino-Australian to represent Australia at the Miss Trans Star International pageant in 2016. She also runs a school called Andrea's House of Beauty, which helps train aspiring pageant participants in Melbourne. Miss Jackers-Smith had fond memories of pageants while growing up in the Philippines, where the tradition remains very popular. There are female, transgender and increasingly male pageants all becoming part of the tradition. For her, entering and winning several pageants a year provided a steady source of much-needed income when she was living in the Philippines.
With my case, all since I was a teenager, I used to serve that as my monetary purposes, like studying and have some income. Because in every competition or every pageant in the Philippines, there is a prize money in it. So whenever you win, you get prize. So that's one of the purpose also why most it's been popular in general.
As for the emphasis pageants place on looks, Miss Jackers-Smith says there's more to winning one than simply looking a certain way.
For me, it's the total package. If you don't have the passion and the soul in it, then it doesn't work. So to be in a pageant, you need to be determined, disciplined. At the same time, you have the passion in doing it because you are not there just to compete. You're not there to just show yourself. You are there with a purpose and a mission.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.